It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Ilga Weiss.
In 2012, the National League of Women Voters launched a National Voter Registration Day. They proposed that voter registration be held on the fourth Tuesday in September nationwide in the years to come. This year, it will be held on September 26. The National Association of Secretaries of State and the National Association of Election Directors endorsed this proposal. Our guest today is Ann Elwell, former president of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. We will touch on the League's founding, its mission to have informed citizens, thus making democracy work by providing voters' guides in presidential elections and information throughout the year on the web at vote411.org. Additionally, we will discuss when and where you can register to vote and the new photo ID law, which was approved by voters in Missouri in last November's election. Welcome to the program, Ann.
Thanks, Ilga.
Well, briefly, please kind of review for our listeners how the League came into existence and when.
Well, we're proud to say that we were born of the suffragists, and you know they spent 72 years working to get the right for women to vote. I mean, that's a long time. We were established just at the time that the 19th Amendment was approved, was ratified, and we've been working since 1920 to help citizens find better ways to be part of our democracy.
Once the women got the right to vote, what became the main mission of the League?
The League was designed to help those 20 million early voters to learn how what they needed to know before they went into the voting booth. It was very important for the suffragists to make sure that women were educated about what they were voting on now that they had acquired that right to vote. It was then and is now a nonpartisan organization. The founders of the League felt that it was important to remain nonpartisan, to stay above the fray of party politics. And that's the same today. We never support a candidate on any level of government. We do, however, encourage our members to be active politically, to educate citizens, to work on public policy issues, to advocate, to lobby. But as individuals, not as a League.
Well, it may be a little bit too early to talk about the next election, but you might just mention a couple of specific ways that the League informs the citizens.
Yes, it's never too early to talk about elections for the League. We do have a voter's guide that we produce during the federal election cycle, and that is a totally nonpartisan document, very popular in our area. People call up and ask us, when is the guide coming out? All the text is submitted by candidates. It's their words. We do not edit it. We also have a great online resource, which you mentioned earlier, vote411.org. It is a place where you can build your own ballot. You just simply enter your street address, and at that time you will see in front of you the ballot that you'll be voting on with the candidates and the issues in your particular district.
In Missouri and locally, what is the deadline for citizens to register to vote for an upcoming election?
It is 27 days ahead of the election, so we do have an election coming up November 7th. So October the 11th is the last day that you can register to vote if you want to vote in that November 7th election.
And where can a citizen register to vote?
It's really easy. I mean, we're happy to have the voter registration day where we call attention to it, but it's easy to register. You can, of course, go to the county clerk office in whatever county you live in. But schools, libraries, the League has voter registration drives, which we publicize. So it's very easy to step in and register to vote.
Let me ask you, what kind of documents are required in order to vote?
A good question, because in June, the voter photo ID bill became law. And so from now on, Missouri voters are required to show a photo ID. There are three options. One, the first one is that you would show a Missouri driver's license, a Missouri non-driver's license, a military ID, or a passport. That's option one. If you don't have any of those, there are some other documents that you can show, such as a student ID or a voter ID card. But if you do option two, you have to sign a statement verifying you are who you say you are. And then option three is if you have no form of ID, you can cast a provisional ballot.
What about the law that was passed? How does the League feel about that?
The League is part of a lawsuit. 8 days after the law went into effect, the ACLU of Missouri and the Advancement Project, which is a civil rights organization, filed a lawsuit in Cole County. And the League of Missouri and the NAACP of Missouri are plaintiffs in that lawsuit. It's a lawsuit that's pending. It alleges that the Secretary of State's office is not providing mandated funding for the voter education needed to let voters know about this change, for getting the free voter IDs, which the law requires the state to do, and all the accompanying things, which is the cost of getting a birth certificate, for instance, in order to get the photo ID, and for the training of poll workers. So the League is a plaintiff in this because we believe strongly in the rights of voters. We've advocated for voters' rights since 1920, and we believe the new photo ID is really an obstacle to voting. You know, study after study, research after research has showed that voter fraud is not an obstacle, not a problem across the nation, in fact. Recently, they had a study that looked at 800 million voters, and of those, 31 had cases been found. And then we ask, is it really worth $1.6 million, which is what Missouri is spending on this when state budgeting is so tight? So the League will continue to work to protect voters' rights.
Thank you, Ann. And thank you for listening to Making Democracy Work. Our guest today has been Ann Elwell, former president of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. I'm Ilga Weiss for the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and previous segments are on the web at ksmu.org.